Planeta bolilor rare.
We are talking today at the Rare Diseases Planet about the Rare Disease Day, which is celebrated every year all over the world in the last day of February. This international awareness-raising event has enjoyed an ever-growing number of participant countries, with over 1,000 patient organizations setting up events. Rare Disease International brings together national and regional rare disease patient organizations from around the world, as well as international rare disease-specific federations, to create the Global Alliance of Rare Disease Patients and Families. Rare Disease International's mission is to be a strong common voice on behalf of all people living with a rare disease around the world, to advocate for rare disease as an international public health priority, and to represent its members and enhance their capacities. The Romanian National Alliance for Rare Diseases is a member of the Rare Disease International. Last Friday, Rare Disease International, the global alliance of people living with a rare disease of all nationalities across all rare diseases, has organized the International Policy Event for Rare Disease Day in Geneva. Radio Nora attended the event and will inform you about it today at the Rare Diseases Planet.
I'm Alex Dan, reporter for Radio Nora, here at the Rare Disease International Conference in Geneva. And we are speaking with
Durhan Wong Rieger, Chair of Rare Disease International and also President of the Canadian Organization for Rare Disorders.
How long have you been involved in this field?
Well, actually, I have two children who are both born with rare diseases, so I've been involved for more than 30 years with their birth. I have been a volunteer with different rare disease organizations, hemophilia beginning in the late 80s, and I have been with the Rare Disease Organization in Canada for about the last 11, 12 years, and also a member of your orders for about the last 10 years. So now with Rare Disease International, been involved since the last 2 years when it formed, and then the chair recently elected last fall.
Nice. And what do you think about this event?
This is going to be on the record as one of those turning points, I think, for rare diseases globally. We've gotten together some very high-powered people from the United Nations, support from the WHO, and I think for the first time really talking about how do we actually improve the lives for people living with rare diseases globally, not just in developed countries, but also really having a focus on what we can do in terms of low and middle income countries, but also reducing the gap between rare diseases and non-rare diseases everywhere. So to me, I think this will, we will look back in time and recognize that we actually made a huge step forward with an event that deliberately involves many of the world organizations, but really fueled by still always the same thing, the patient organizations.
How long has the association in Canada been in existence?
The association in Canada was started in about the mid-1990s, 1995, but it has not been active as a national organization affecting public policy till about 2006. The bad news in Canada is that we are probably one of the few developed countries that does not actually have an orphan drug policy. Our rare disease programs is very much driven by the patient organization and the patient community. But in the last 4 or 5 years, we've made huge progress, mainly by being able to call upon the international community, the rare diseases, urologists, and the work that's been going on here. So the national plans for rare diseases that the... we have been very active, probably... since our engagement with the European Organization for Rare Disorders, and it's become a huge inspiration for us in terms of the national plans that have been developed. It's sort of almost a joke in Canada because we are so much in admiration of the work that different countries have done, especially countries like Romania, in terms of people that have been advancing the cause for rare diseases, getting the attention of the governments, and certainly getting engagement of all the stakeholders for rare diseases. So for us, we've learned a great deal from the Europeans, and I think in the last 2 or 3 years, we've made huge strides in Canada. We have a strategy for rare diseases. We've got implementation in one of our biggest provinces. So we are moving forward, but again, we need the global community in order to get Canada to recognize the importance of addressing rare diseases.
And since it's February and it's International Rare Disease Day, do you have a message for our listeners?
Rare diseases is, in fact, a global public health issue. The only way that we're going to address it is by harnessing all the people that are in the rare disease community, people on the ground, people that are working as healthcare professionals, people that are working in policy, and now it's more than ever people that are in the international organizations. This is an amazing movement, but it's a movement that really is grounded by the people that are living with the rare diseases.
Thank you very much, and I wish you a nice day.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, and we want to have Romania coming into Canada so that you can be the shining example for us in terms of what can be done with rare diseases. So we look forward to continuing, partner.
Thank you for tuning into the Planet of Rare Diseases. We hope we will see you again next week.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.